From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. Missouri's senior senator is encouraging both state and federal lawmakers to focus on certificate and two-year degree programs as much as four-year colleges. Rachel Lippman has this recap of Republican Roy Blunt's speech in Jefferson City today.
Blunt was the first in his family to go to college and says education beyond high school is important. But he says with the booming economy, too many workers don't have the skills companies need. Governor Mike Parson focused on workforce development in his 2019 State of the State address, but his proposed new programs to close the skills gap have stalled. Blunt says he generally avoids giving advice to his colleagues in Jefferson City.
But hopefully this is a moment that we will take advantage of in our state.
Blunt says he plans to look for ways to make it easier for returning veterans to get jobs that match the skills they learned while on active duty. In Jefferson City, I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Missouri Senate heard a bill this morning that would create a pilot program to help patients with Alzheimer's disease and their caretakers. House Bill 466 would initiate a pilot program that would allow Alzheimer's patients who qualify for Medicaid to receive money for their family caregivers. The bill would pay caregivers up to 60% of the daily rate of care at a facility or nursing home. David Wood, the bill's sponsor, explained to the committee how the pilot program would work and who would be eligible.
We're simply providing another avenue for care, and that's where a family member who's going to live with the Alzheimer's patients 24 hours a day will be able to draw some money from the family care.
Wood told the committee there's a chance for a financial impact to the state if the initial 300 participants are currently receiving less than the equivalent of 60% of daily care due to the budget cuts to in-home care over the past few years. But Wood does not foresee a significant increase in costs because to qualify for the program, the patient must already qualify for Medicaid. The National Weather Service is warning portions of eastern and central Missouri of strong thunderstorms tonight. It has issued a hazardous weather outlook for Wednesday night through Thursday morning. Thunderstorms are expected in Columbia after 10 p.m. tonight. Some thunderstorms may include large hail and damaging winds. The Columbia, Missourian reports wind gusts could reach as high as 22 miles per hour. The Weather Service forecasts a chance of thunderstorms Thursday before 11 a.m. and a slight chance of showers continuing until 1 p.m. The Washington University School of Medicine has announced plans to help students afford medical school. Sarah Fenton has the story.
$100 million in funding will pay for full rides for up to half of the incoming class. School officials say they hope the bump in scholarships will help make the school more accessible to lower-income people, first-generation med students, and people of color. They also say decreasing student debt might encourage students to go into less lucrative medical fields such as family medicine. The school is the latest top-tier medical program to offer free or decreased tuition. But higher education economist Sandy Baum at the Urban Institute says schools shouldn't be focusing on students who are already likely to be affluent and successful.
These simple answers are probably not the long-term solution to the best, most equitable policies.
Baum says schools should invest in undergraduate education instead.
The Missouri House has taken the first step toward blocking a controversial power line that would bring wind energy from Kansas to Missouri. Lawmakers on a voice vote yesterday gave first-round approval to a bill that says Chicago-based Invenergy cannot use eminent domain to get the land it needs for the transmission line. The Missouri Public Service Commission unanimously approved the project in March. The 780-mile line will cut across part of Republican Jim Hansen's district in northeast Missouri. He says additional tax revenue or jobs aren't worth the sacrifice of farmland.
Could be $1 million, could be $5 million. That's not the issue. The issue here is this is a private company wanting to use private property for private profit.
A spokeswoman for Invenergy says the company is disappointed the House is trying to stop a project that will bring clean energy and jobs to Missouri. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.